This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisen and Noel Lim. We are focusing on PICAs today because beginning Wednesday this week, so tomorrow, employees in key economic sectors like manufacturing, agriculture, plantations and retail will be given priority access to COVID-19 vaccines under a public-private partnership known as PICAs.
PICAs is meant to complement the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme, but given the known shortage in vaccine supply, there are concerns that this measure comes at the expense of vulnerable groups, many of whom are still waiting for appointments. That said, there's always a good argument to be made for vaccinating employees in critical economic sectors and have to go to work, right? The question now is whether this is being done in a transparent and accountable manner.
So over the weekend, the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, or MITI, issued guidance on how the programme will be carried out. So to joining us to give us more details on the implementation of PICAs is Datasri Nora Osman Ayub, Deputy Secretary General for Industry at MITI. Datasri, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. So what is the coordination process for the vaccination of economic frontliners? The manufacturing sector comes under MITI, but other sectors are required to refer to their respective ministries. Is there a centralised system or does each ministry separately deal with the JKJV?
Thank you. Good morning. And first and foremost, thank you for having myself as well as the ministry, a meeting on the show. Well, as far as the coordination process is concerned, you're right in the sense that there are relevant ministries that are responsible for the relevant sectors. So in our case, in the case of MITI, we are only responsible for the manufacturing as well as the manufacturing-related services sector. As far as the agriculture sector, the construction sector, plantation, as well as retail, distribution and wholesale, those sectors will be actually under the purview of their relevant ministries and agencies. And of course, for MITI, we have been engaging with relevant industry associations, and they have been fully briefed on the coordination process, as well as how to apply for the program.
So what are the vaccination targets under PICAs or the timeline of implementation?
Well, as we know, the vaccination process will begin tomorrow on the 16th of June. And if we are to refer to the statistics issued by the Department of Statistics, there are approximately about 2.6 million workers only in the manufacturing sector. So that will be our target in the sense of hoping to vaccinate everyone working in the manufacturing sector. And if we are able to achieve that target, we are looking at achieving 11% of the adult population that we are targeting to be vaccinated out of that 70% for the whole population.
And do you have a timeline for this vaccination? Because it is an ambitious target, that is true, the entirety of the manufacturing sector.
Yes, it is, in fact. So for a start, we are hoping that once we start the vaccination process tomorrow, we are hoping that by the middle of July, or at most by the end of July, we will see around 150,000 employees being vaccinated. Well, at present, we already have received employee leave, approximately about 106,000 of them. And in fact, yesterday, when I engaged with the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, they already have with them about 130,000 employees. And in fact, we are also receiving more and more of these employees from companies that have registered their interest.
And to clarify, this 150,000 is fully vaccinated or receiving at least one dose?
No, this 150,000 are those that we have received. Of course, some of them may have received their first dose under the PIC program. Well, but I would suspect that a majority of them have yet to receive their vaccination.
So we understand that there must be at least 1,000 people to be vaccinated for a centre to be set up or for a unit to be set up for the vaccination. And we spoke to MEF, the Employers Federation, earlier this morning, and they are concerned that smaller companies will not be able to meet this number. Could you help us clarify how the government will respond to this?
Okay. For PICAs, it's going to be implemented via two models. So for model one is what we call will be vaccination at the common use PPV. This would be like the use of convention centres, like in the case of PIC, for example, PWTC or MITEC. So that is the option that we encourage companies that have less than 1,000 workers, particularly the SMEs, that for the manufacturing sector, most of them would have about 5 to 200 employees at most for each company. So it'd be more cost effective and easier for them to just go to these PPP centers. Of course, it's up to them if they decide to even, say, collaborate with companies around their locality to instead set up their own vaccination sites or vaccination centers. Now, of course, for large companies, especially the MNCs, they can actually afford to set up these vaccination sites on their own, given that they have at least 1,000 workers and beyond. Now, why is it that we set a minimum threshold of 1,000 workers? It's because upon consultation with Ministry of Health and Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, we find it is more practical from the cost perspective, as well as in terms of mobilizing the medical staff who will be stationed at these vaccination centers to have this threshold.
Right, and from our understanding in our conversation with MEF earlier, so the government will cover the cost of the vaccinations, but the employers need to take on the administrative costs and those kinds of elements. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So if I can just give you a breakdown of the cost that we are actually talking about here, because I understand that there have been concerns expressed by both employers and employees on this. So first and foremost, I think the point I want to make is that under this program, under PCAS, the vaccines are provided at no cost. It's free of charge. That's number one, yeah? And as far as the administration cost, okay, if you were to talk about the common use PPV, we have actually negotiated with those PPVs, yeah, which is privately run, that would like to come under this program, that the maximum charge is 30 ringgit per dose. So it's 30 ringgit per dose. So if, say, we're talking about two doses, that comes up to about 60 ringgit. Now, in addition to that, there's also a 15 ringgit cost per dose, again, that is charged by Protect Health. Yeah, Protect Health is a Ministry of Health authorized entity to help organize the medical staff or medical personnel to be stationed at these vaccination centers. So all in, if you're talking about a worker that is going to be immunized twice, we are looking at a maximum cost of 90 ringgit. Now that is for the common use PPV. Now as far as for the on-site vaccination, that means vaccination centers will be set up by companies themselves. As far as the cost that they need to pay is that 15 ringgit per dose to Protect Health. So if it's two doses, it, once again, it's 30 ringgit. Now apart from that, the company would have to bear all the other incidental costs in setting up the vaccination sites. But most importantly is, as far as MITI is concerned, we have actually emphasized in our engagement with all the industry associations, we even put it in our terms and conditions, as well as in our press release and frequently asked questions, that the employers are not allowed to deduct any cost from the employee's remuneration or salary. And not only that, even if the employee were to leave the organization midway through the vaccination process, the employer will still be obliged to pay for the whole vaccination process.
So, Dato' Sri, there are also concerns that the PCAS program might lead to a slower rollout for the general population, especially the vulnerable groups in Phase 2, which to date has yet to be completed. I mean, what is the government's response to this?
Well, as far as we are concerned, we have been engaging with the Committee to Guarantee Access to Vaccine, which is co-chaired by the Ministry of Science and Innovation, as well as Ministry of Health. And we were only given the green light to begin this process once the third phase of the PIC program begins. Yeah? So that means as far as the government is concerned, the priority remains with PIC, especially in terms of providing vaccination to the vulnerable groups, the medical frontliners, security frontliners, as well as those that have comorbidities, as well as senior citizens. So it's only upon the completion of the beginning of the third phase where this program is now initiated, which is why the Minister of Science, Knowledge and Innovation himself has informed that this is actually a part of phase four of the PIC program. So as far as we are concerned, it's also mentioned in our press release and again in our engagement with industry associations that this program, PCAS, in terms of the implementation, is still subjected to priority being given to PIC, yeah, because at the end of the day, the vaccines that we are receiving or the supply of vaccines under this program comes from the government, which of course the priority remains with PIC.
So how best can employers work with MITI to support a speedy rollout?
Well, I think firstly is for industry associations is to gather their members and to provide explanation on what this program is about. That's the first thing that they could help us with. And secondly is to gather the members to encourage them to register under this program and help us organize in terms of the companies that are interested to register together with their employee list. And most importantly is for their members to explain to their employees the terms and conditions under this program, which of course includes no deduction from the salary and remuneration, and then they will be covered throughout the vaccination process, regardless of whether they will still be with that particular company. Thank you.
Dato' Sri, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Dato' Sri Nur Azman Ayub, Deputy Secretary General for Industry over at MITI, helping to shed some light on the PIKAS program, which starts, of course, tomorrow in order to vaccinate key economic frontliners. And MITI is in charge of the manufacturing sector. We've also asked you on Twitter, who should bear the cost of the vaccinations? 62% said government, 17.5% said employers, 20% said both. So it appears that it is going to be some small mix of both.
Yeah, the vaccinations borne by the government, the other costs from the employers.
So good indeed to help get some clarification on that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.